All right, I'm standing here in Tooting with Johnny Fox. We've just been for a hot pie, and it turns out there was a fully blown production of Sweeney Todd happening, and so we caught that as well. John, how did you find Sweeney Todd? It was quite intimate, this production.
Yeah, it really was. They do this in an actual pie and mash shop, which is well over 100 years old.
And which is a Tooting tradition in itself.
Is it?
Yes, people from Tooting know Harringtons. That's the
place. Oh, I thought you meant pies were a Tooting tradition. They're more East End than that. But anyway, yeah.
Read the programme. It explains it.
They do this in a 32-seater pie shop with the few customers sat on benches. You can have a meat pie and mash and liquor at 6:30 if you really want to. And then the production just explodes over and around you, really. A little bit like the filling of a hot pie.
Yes.
And
you actually get the sweat and the spit from the actors.
You get the sweat and the spit, and you can smell the shaving foam and anything else that's going off.
Of course, we might say, though, that it is quite an intense production, and it's very well done, and musically it's quite exciting, I think.
Yeah, musically I thought it was brilliant. They really did keep very tightly to the time and the note, much more than other versions I've seen recently. But I think it's just the physical intensity of being a foot away from most of the actors, and they're climbing on your tables and they're killing people on your tables. So, you know, you are really, really involved in the blood spillage and the murder and the mayhem. And, you know, some people may go home and have bad dreams after this.
Well, they might go home for another pie.
Or they might go home for another pie. Or they might go home for a stiff drink, really, because that is what you might feel. It's the most traumatic production of Sweeney Todd of the many, many that I've seen.
Yes. Well, it's been a while between Sweeney Todd's for me, so I thought it was exciting and fun.
Okay, well, I mean, the thing I have to compare it with is the very recent production at Twickenham Theatre, which both opened and closed the theatre, which really was excellent in terms of its staging. This one is differently excellent because they're doing it with just a handful of hand props and no mechanical aids to simulate the death and Todd's wonderful mechanical chair, none of that. It's all just done with a flash of red light and a lot of stage blood.
Yes, so the resourcefulness and also the musical direction, I think, was quite impressive for me for this production. I think this was the tightest version of the Kiss Me with all the various wordplay and so forth in the first half that I've heard in any of the productions that I've seen.
Yes, Benjamin Cox, the musical director. I don't know him from other productions, but I thought he did an extremely good job, as well, of course, as playing the entire score on a keyboard with only the support of a violin and a clarinet.
Although I guess any muso should know the entire score, shouldn't they, of Sweeney Todd?
Yeah, but it's just physically an awful lot to pound out in 2.5 hours.
Yes,
oh, the other thing that's worth saying is it is trimmed slightly. So whereas at Twickenham it ran nearly 3 hours, here it's down to 2.5 or 2 hours 40, I think. Quite comfortable.
Yes, it's had a bit of a pomade and a shave.
It's had a judicious shave. Yes,
yes.
It proves you can cut sometime.
Yes. Well, anyway,
please.
It's sold out, though, hasn't it?
Yes. There's no point in us rabbiting about how wonderful it is because there are no tickets for the rest of the run.
All right, we'll head to the pub then.
Yeah. With the actors.